10 comments for art critics. The first one. Be a good observer. All criticism starts with good looking and good listening. Exercise in daily life. The second one. Be independent. Have no preconcepts. Be open to what is offered. Don't think about what one says, be it the general public or your colleagues. Three. Be fair. Respect the artist, the performers. They have been working hard for a long time, much longer than it takes you to chop them down. Four. Be an ambitious writer. Writing is your medium. No good criticism without good writing. Good writing is good thinking. Five. Be a good engineer. Construct your text in the way it suits you best. Some will be more traditional, others experimental. Some will have preconcepted ideas about writing, I mean. Others will improvise. All is suitable as long as at the end you have a coherent text. Remember, you are a writer. I say that because quite often critics are not so much busy with writing, but with giving an opinion. Mm-hmm. That's something totally different. And for me, writing is fundamental for criticism, and that's what I like about it. In the beginning, you have to want to be a writer. Six, be considerate for your public. What kind of public are you writing for? Different public, different levels of addressing them. The quantity and way of giving information is different with different readers. Don't shy away from being a bit educational. Your non-specialist readers are hungry for information. At the same time, they like to be respected as intelligent beings. So never underestimate them. This public aspect is quite important in my view. Choose your public. Know who your public is. Seven, be a specialist. Know what you're writing about. By the way, don't write about something that you don't know anything of. So know what you're writing about, the art historical background, career and intentions of the artist, artistic and cultural context of the piece. Eight. Be a specialist that does not cling to specialist language. Most of the time, specialist language leads to adhering to established ways of thinking, to established ways of looking, and to judging according to what is fashionable in a general theoretical debate. Again, remember, be independent. Nine, be precise. The more you try to be precise in your description and argumentation, the more you will see and understand the motives of the other party and why they are doing what they are doing. I say that because quite often, I don't know what your experience is, but quite often I start with with an idea about what I've seen, and then I start writing, and I think, oh, but
it clears up.
It clears up, or I can even change my mind. And then be precise also in the information you give based on on your research. It sounds superfluous, but quite often you see that people give wrong facts, dates, but fundamental information is not right. So you have to be precise in that too, in giving information. Number 10, be argumentative. And this is the real point for me, be argumentative. Criticism is not about pleasing your public, your colleagues, or your editor, not about judgment, not about your personal opinion, and certainly not about your personal life story. Criticism is about the argumentation that your vision and judgment are built upon. It's the basis. Argumentation is the basis, the fundament of your vision and judgment. In your argumentation, all becomes visible. Your way of looking and listening, your way of writing and thinking, your way of considering the historical, artistic, and cultural context of the piece, your way of dealing with your readers, editors, and colleagues, your way of being a specialist, your way of being an independent writer and thinker, and last but not least, your way of being a clear-sighted, tough, but respectful, personal, but not self-centered, open, but not endlessly free-playing, best of all, critic. So you see, by the last command, that everything comes together in the argumentation. That makes visible where you stand for. For me, the judgment is not the most important thing. It's the way how you get there, because in the argumentation you speak with and to the reader. And so, and then the reader can think, yeah, but I don't agree, or maybe I agree, or I think that the best critic is that by the end the reader says, but I want to see it for myself. That you have given all the information and all the possibilities that you are able to see, and then negative or positive, the reader has to decide. I want to see it for myself. I would love to see this, and then you have done your thing. That's how I see it. I would love to have your comment on my comments.
Actually, on the second one.
On the second
one. No preconcept. In many, many times there is this like cliche or the about the critic that they say you should go to watch an exhibition or a performance or something with an empty head, you know, like no prejudices and so on. Yeah. And I realize that this doesn't work for me. So what I do is I try, in accordance to the material, I try to get out and evidence as much as prejudices as I have, you know, what everything that I want to have in front of me, like evidence of everything that I anticipate. Then it's bad, because it's, for me it works that in this way I'm much more open than when I don't have these evidences of what I expect or something. Okay. Then it's, for me it's easier. Perhaps for somebody it's completely wrong. People have, for example, my colleagues have a huge problem about when they hear something about movie or performance, but I don't have that. Uh-huh. So I always in you know, I read as much as it possible, and I produce for myself this evidence of everything that I expect. Then it's for me, like, this is for me the state of no preconcept.
Okay.
Can we kind of juxtapose with the rule number 7, be a specialist, know what you're writing about? Because when you say go there with a clear head, it's against know what you're writing about. Or what does it mean, like, when you have number 2 against number 7?
But preconcepts is something else than have knowledge about the art. You first have to have a basis to relate to. You have to have knowledge. You have to have education in a particular area. So what I mean with number 2 is that you must be ready to be open for other inputs or for other ideas or for other... It might be that you have a preconcept about Keats, for example. And then you must be ready to say, okay, I have an idea about Keats, but can I use it? Is it useful here? Is it correct? I mean, that's what art is doing all the time, is breaking up your preconcepts, your established opinions. If it's good art, it tries to do so. So that is the openness. In that sense, you are kind of artist too. You try to, as a critic, you try to break open the notions. I mean, that's why I emphasize so much on you being a writer, because writers, they are always busy with breaking open established notions. No, use the words in a new way, exactly like a painter is using red in a new way. And that is what you have to do too. And it is difficult for us because we are specialists at the same time. So we have this art historical basis. And but you try to get rid of it. Be ready to throw it away if necessary. Mm-hmm. Huh? That's what I mean with that. More comments?
Oh. Yeah, I had some problem with the command 6.
Yeah.
Because
the public.
Regarding the language that I use, sometimes from the reviews I write for, I heard like, it's too complicated. you only write for the readers of Heidegger, or you use a language that... I try to, make it clearer, but not make that compromise until the end. Just writing, I write for cultural reviews, not for, you know, scandal reviews or something. And I have to be respectful for the people I write for. And I think that it should be very good to anticipate the questions of the readers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they may have questions while they are reading the article, and what I try is to anticipate what they may ask.
It's a very important, that's why I made it so long. It's a very important aspect to the public and how you deal with it. And it's not only what you think the public expects, but also but what you expect from yourself to give towards towards the public too. And if you want to talk about Heidegger because this is something you expect from yourself, then try to do it at least in such a way that somebody who doesn't know about his philosophy, which is very complicated as we all know, then these are the difficult things.
On the other hand, the public is made of individual people. I cannot, when I think of the readers, it's like abstracting one big reader from individual entities, because I like the artist who steps on stage, he cannot anticipate how every people in the audience would think.
No.
I cannot know everyone that I write for. I create in my mind my audience, my readers, in one way.
Yeah. And also sometimes you know, it's a politics of communication. With also, the readers. Yeah. I mean, I don't.
But let's go to the practical. Let's go to a text and.